Ladies and gentlemen, we have lived to see Massachusetts turn red. Now do you believe in global warming? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. If I had told you last year that on Barack Obama's first anniversary, Massachusetts would go Republican, next thing, Dave, you were telling us Jay Leno will get the Tonight Show back. It's like waking up to see pigs flying over a frozen hellscape. So what does it mean? It means time's up is what it means. Now do you see why the president set an August deadline for passing health care reform? But no, Democrats always had one more idea to debate, one more change to make Joe Lieberman happy, one more week to teach Olympia Snow the words to Kumbaya. Well, yesterday, the cows came home. So now, if the Democrats want to send a bill to the president, the party bosses will have to break out the thumbscrews and the cattle prods and get the House to pass the Senate bill as is. Life is weird, isn't it? Ted Kennedy's death was supposed to inspire passage. Instead, it set the stage for defeat. That big open debate that was supposed to educate the electorate threw off so many ideas opponents could pick the scariest ones. And all that populist anger against the lobbyists running the show played right into the lobbyists' hands. Worth every penny. And the really funny thing is that Scott Brown, the new senator, voted for the Massachusetts health plan.
Yes, I voted on it. It was a bipartisan effort because we are paying almost $1 billion to the hospitals.
Hey, there's an idea. Just drop the whole thing and let the unreformed health care system continue to work its magic, raising your premiums every year, denying your claims, kicking your sick relatives off the rolls. At some point, even the tea parties will have enough. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.